If most Enron employees had a limited understanding of the company's financial health, what they did understand was the business of trading energy. Enron essentially invented the practice. The idea was that instead of producing natural gas or electricity itself, Enron would make its money buying and selling energy produced by others. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The men behind Enron's rise had the hearts of Texas wildcatters, the brains of Wall Street financiers, and the spirits of Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. Attorney Mike Aguirre, who's suing the company on behalf of electricity customers, says Enron executives also had the nerves of Las Vegas high rollers.
They started off trading natural gas, and then they created products that were related to natural gas, which were called derivatives. And that became more like gambling.
Buying and selling derivatives is a way of making bets. If you buy energy at today's price for delivery in the future, you're betting the price will go up. That way, you can turn around and sell your power at a profit. Conversely, if you sell that kind of futures contract, you're betting that energy prices will fall. In the early days of deregulation, Enron was a better gambler than anyone else, certainly better than utility executives who are used to having prices set by the government. Professor David Skeel of the University of Pennsylvania Law School says Enron made a lot of money for a while.
When you're the first to get to an innovation, there are huge profits to be made because you're looking at the world differently. The negative lesson is that very frequently, after a while, other people are drawn into the market, and it's not quite so easy to make those huge profits.
That may be one reason Enron moved into trading other commodities, such as fiber optic capacity, where Skeel says the company was not so successful.
The innovators think that they will continue to enjoy these enormous profits and that everything they do, they'll have the Midas touch with. And very frequently, that does not continue to be true.
What's more, Attorney Aguirre says Enron's bet that energy prices would rise turned out to be wrong. When the recession hit, demand and prices fell. Aguirre says that left Enron in the position of a scalper who's bought up all the tickets to a football game but finds no one willing to pay his price.
It's not that they didn't know how to manage risk. It was that they lost their respect for the danger. And when the price went down, Enron lost the bet.
Enron also used its own stock to bankroll partnerships. When its stock price fell, big payments came due. All of this was largely invisible for a time because Enron's trading was not regulated. And that's no accident. Through lobbying and generous campaign contributions, Enron worked to limit government oversight. When it comes to deregulation, Enron didn't just see the writing on the wall. It bought the spray can and coached the politicians on what to paint. Tyson Slocum of the watchdog group Public Citizen says, as a result, investors and employees are now paying the price.
Federal and state governments just continued to remove layer after layer of regulatory oversight. And so when that happens, investors only have the word of Enron. And so that's the problem here, is that we were trusting a company that has proven that it was not trustworthy.
Indeed, for a company that claimed to help its customers manage risk, Enron itself turned out to be a very risky business. Scott Horsley, NPR News.